sun is beginning to get rather low in the sky at Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where I am broadcasting from today on the Mike McFeely Show from Ackerman Acres Resort on the east bay of Devil's Lake. And so as I got up during the break to look out the window, I could see the sun low in the sky starting to set toward the west. And it's a beautiful day, wonderful day today in the Devil's Lake Basin. I know that we have some cold weather coming here in the future, quite possibly as quickly as tomorrow. But today is certainly a day to enjoy the great outdoors across North Dakota. And I know somebody who loves the Devil's Lake Basin, is actually from this area. His name is Tyler Axness. He is currently a state senator, District 16, representing West Fargo and Fargo. And he joins us on the Mike McFeely Show right now. Hello, Senator Axness. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you? Sounds like it's a beautiful day up there. I've been kind of following some of the pictures you've been putting all over social media, and I have to admit that I've been pretty jealous of what I've been seeing up there.
It's been okay. It's been not a bad day to be working for KFGO. Every day is a great day to be working for KFGO if the bosses are listening, but today is a particularly good day to be working for KFGO. Tyler, I wanted to have you come into the studio today, even though I'm here and you're there, to talk about a piece that was written in the Grand Forks Herald, or at least that's where I saw it, by House Majority Leader Al Carlson, who, by the way, just hosted Joel Heitkamp's program, News and Views, yesterday. But Representative Carlson is talking about property tax and property tax reform and property tax relief. And as I read through the piece this morning when I got a free chance, I thought, well, it's kind of the same old, same old. I'm reading about all of the great things that the North Dakota legislature allegedly did for the citizens of North Dakota in the last legislative session. And oh, by the way, I'm also reading about how next time, if you're not happy about your property taxes right now, just wait till next session. Wait till the next time we get together in Bismarck. Then we'll really tackle property tax reform. Just give us a couple more years to work on this. And when I read that, Tyler, I thought, what? I mean, wasn't this the discussion before the previous legislative session? And if people are so unhappy right now with their property tax statements, is it because you didn't do anything in the last legislative session? What did you think about that when you read it, Tyler?
Well, Mikey basically took kind of the same impression from reading that letter that I did. You know, I viewed Representative Carlson's letter as, you know, just another extension of the governor's announcement of his task force. And let me explain kind of why I got that impression. You know, here we have the governor of the state of North Dakota. You have the House Majority Leader of his same party coming out, and they're admitting that, in fact, there is an issue with property taxes in North Dakota. And that shouldn't be news to anybody. We've been having this debate for the better part of the last decade now. But here we are by creating that task force like the governor did. And now, by saying that the time has come in the next session to implement these changes, like Carlson did in his letter, you know, to me that is admitting that they failed to live up to their promise in the last election when they were trying to beat back on Measure 2. It also admitted that they failed to get the job done in the 63rd legislative session, and quite frankly, have failed over the last 20 years when they've had one-party rule in this state to adequately address what many people have demanded from the state. So, you know, these promises for change aren't new. You know, we've been seeing the same things over and over again. Give us a couple more years. Give us, you know, this another task force. But, you know, when's enough enough? When are we going to stop letting them kick the can down the road, get out there, solve the problem, and make real meaningful reform for the people of this state?
Well, and I had Charlene Nelson in studio yesterday before I took off for Devil's Lake, Senator Axness. And Charlene, of course, is kind of the spearhead, one of the more public faces of the Empower the Taxpayer movement that pushed Measure 2 in the previous election. Charlene, even though I say this to her every time I see her, even though I disagree with you and what she's trying to do, I admire the passion with which they're doing it and the fact that they're going around and trying to use the initiated measure process to change something that they don't like. But Charlene said, look, we're going to go at this again. We're going to, you know, we're going to go at property tax reform and the elimination of property tax again, because we feel, and many others feel, that nothing was done the last time around. And so what happened in the previous legislature is going to lead to another initiated measure coming down the pike to, if not eliminate property tax, certainly reform them in a meaningful and very large way.
Sure. Well, and what's interesting about the initiated measure process and property taxes in the last session, I strongly believe that the majority spent more time in reforming the initiated measure process in order to prevent a measure like this coming out, and rather than actually addressing the property tax reform issue that we were sent out there to tackle in the first place. You know, we see that this task force formed. We see many of the familiar faces that were the people that were lobbying the legislature during that time when we're in Bismarck. You know, it's the same people with the same ideas around this table and in the back of the, you know, committee rooms with the same ideas, and they're basically just under another name. So, you know, if we want an actual change, we either need to, change who we're sitting at the table with or have other election results, because right now it's just the same people and the ideas aren't new. It's the same thing for the past decade, and if we want change, you know, we have to look towards these initiative measure processes or elect other people to Bismarck.
I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from Representative Carlson's editorial today in the Grand Forks Herald and get your take on it. He says, first of all, after listing the relief that he says the legislature gave the citizens in the last session, he says, I urge Herald readers to look at their statements. Figure it out. Did you get your 31% reduction? As we have watched our property tax relief erode, it becomes more obvious than ever that property tax reform is required. Property owners have every right to expect dollar-for-dollar relief from the money provided by the state. The State Interim Tax Committee, as well as the Governor's Task Force, is tackling this issue. There are steps that can be taken, but doing so will require tough love. Many reform bills have been introduced in the past few legislative sessions, but they have been met with resistance by local political subdivisions. The time has come in the next session to implement changes. So he's basically admitting that there wasn't property tax relief coming out of the last session, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, what I've seen and has been routine coming from the supermajority from the last session was, look, we did this, we spent this money, and take what you got and be happy with it. And now we're seeing that simply throwing money at the issue, throwing money at the subdivisions in the form of mill levy buydown, just simply isn't working. It's going to take property tax reform, and to say that, you know, the resistance has been simply from local political subdivisions is just simply wrong. You know, I mentioned just a minute ago, they have a supermajority, and what that means is they have a big enough majority in both chambers of the North Dakota legislature to pass basically whatever it is that they want. And they've had the opportunity. They've had the opportunity for a number of sessions now to actually, if they wanted to, reform property taxes in North Dakota. And instead of doing things like that, they've spent more time adjusting initiated measure reforms, looking at oil extraction taxes, income taxes. They've had the opportunity. When is enough enough, and when are we going to demand that something be done? Is my question. You know, what I took away from Representative Carlson's letter was, he accurately said that, you know, there are property taxes are assessed at the local level. Then it was the, you know, routine of patting ourselves on the back for the amount of money that we dished out in hopes that that was going to satisfy people without actually providing any reform. Then he goes on to admit that, you know what, the North Dakota legislature does have the ability to reform property taxes. We just didn't get it done. And by we, it means the supermajority in the North Dakota legislature, because the ideas that he goes on to list below that were talked about in the halls of the 63rd session, and no action was taken from their party on this.
Well, and that's the remarkable thing, as you pointed out, Senator Axness, is he has a supermajority. And, I mean, we can't make it any more clear than that. The Republicans, Al Carlson's party, can do what they want in the legislature every session because they don't need a single Democratic vote to do anything. In fact, they don't need a lot of Republican votes to do anything they want to do. And yet he comes out today and says, well, you know, we really didn't get it done, so we need to get in some meaningful reform. So next time around, we'll get to it this next time around. Well, it's remarkable. He can do whatever he wants.
And to that point, again, if... You know, when I see that the next session will implement some changes, well, again, I'm going to put this back on the voters in North Dakota. If you want those changes and those votes to change, we have to start sending different people out to Bismarck that actually want to get it done. as you pointed out, they've had the opportunity now for a long time to get it done because they've had, you know, the supermajority. They didn't need any other votes besides their own, and they have failed to get it done routinely. You know, enough is enough. We need to actually tackle this problem instead of just waiting 2 more years, 4 more years, forming task force, spending more taxpayer dollar money on things when it's the same ideas being discussed over and over again.
And by the way, he mentions the governor's task force as being a way to talk about more property tax reform. Wasn't it just like a week ago that Al Carlson was degrading the governor's task force, saying that it was a legislative job to implement property tax reform?
And
now he's going back and saying that the governor's, they could come up with some good ideas out of the task force.
Yeah, that's how I recall the initial reaction to the governor's task force as well. And you know, to be honest, that was the reaction that I still have to it. This is a duplication. You know, majority of the people that I see on the list there are the same people that are walking the halls of the 80 days that we're out in Bismarck talking about the very issues that we're continuing to have right now because they haven't been resolved. So, you know, it's the same people talking about the same issue with no action being taken. And that's what's frustrating is, you know, we have 80 days every 2 years to address something as big as this. And, you know, this past session, it was left to the last day to really tackle this. So, you know, it's a failure in the leadership of the North Dakota legislature. And we need to start getting some people out there that are ready to get the job done.
Senator Axness, you are going to be a guest host for me later this month, correct? December 30th,
yes,
you're going to be in that chair
the last
entire
Monday.
3 hours.
Yes, the last Monday. And, you know, maybe we can talk. Maybe I can remote host from maybe a Devil's Lake, too, and do some fishing all day, too.
I'm okay with that. It doesn't matter to me. I have the day off.
Sure, yeah. I suppose you might actually be out on Devil's Lake.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Tyler Axness, he is a state senator from District 16. That represents West Fargo and Fargo. Senator Axness does a great job representing those folks.